Good evening. My name is Carrie Russo. I reside with my husband Vito at 43 Antrie Drive in Lewis, and our home is in the Chapel Green community. We are opposed to Coral Lake's proposed development. We and our neighbors are directly impacted by your decisions for the Atkins Novacil 2021-06 application for the Coral Lake subdivision. Regarding Section 99-9C of the Sussex County Code, a review for approval of any subdivision includes 17 provisions. Slide, please. Thank you. I'm only focusing on seven of these 17. Okay. If you'd like me not to read them, I'll be happy to pass up on that, or I would prefer to read them. What is your choice, sir?
Well, you can read them. They're relatively short, but rest assured that we're pretty familiar with them. So you can just refer to them,
okay,
and then tell us what your conclusion is.
Okay. Slide, please. Provisions under number 1, number 3, number 4, number 5, and number 6. Currently, as demonstrated in the application, the request is to destroy 110 acres of living, breathing forest. Human-driven forest removal demolishes ecosystems, displaces, or even kills generations of wildlife. By removing the existing forest canopy, this exacerbates the climate change, increases the temperature, alters weather patterns, increases flooding, and literally removes oxygen. Slide, please. The builder cannot replace a 100-year-old or more root fungi system feeding into a surrounding ecosystem with a string of arborvitae. This is like demolishing a forest, slaughtering the soldiers, and opening the floodgates of the moat, and then replacing it with a line of cinder blocks and a string of evergreens that have no links to a healthy root system. Under this particular provision, a study must be done for graves and artifacts considering the forest age and the Native American settlements in the area. Slide, please. Focusing on number 5, number 9, and number 12, according to the environmental scientists, increased air pollution is due in part to the release of greenhouse gases. It is a fact that trees have carbon captured abilities. This protects all of us. This existing forest absorbs carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, acting as a valuable carbon sink. Deforested areas lose that ability, and more carbon is released from the exposed soil. Trees also help control the level of water in the atmosphere and help regulate the water cycle. According to the Penn State Extension, forests filter and regulate the flow of water, in large part due to the leafy canopy that intercepts rainfall, slowing its fall to the ground and the forest floor, which acts like an enormous sponge, typically absorbing 18 inches of precipitation before gradually releasing the natural channels and recharging the groundwater. In North Carolina watershed study, the mean infiltration rate went from 12.4 inches per hour down to 44 inches per hour when a site was converted from a forest to a suburban turf. That's a 66% difference. Other studies have found similar results when comparing hourly infiltration rates and soil bulk density of our forest areas with crops and grazed pastures. The role of trees and forest in managing stormwater and protecting water quality is just beginning to be understood by some engineers and planners and community leaders. One of the most powerful statements that helps support this comes from the Chesapeake Bay Executive Council that reads in part, quote, forests are the most beneficial land used for protecting water quality due to their ability to capture, filter, and retain water, as well as air pollution from the air. Forests are also essential to the provision of clean drinking water for over 10 million residents of a watershed and provide valuable ecological services, economic benefits, including carbon sequestration, flood control, wildlife habitat, and forest products, unquote. Provisions number 6, 9, and 12. This application does not address the impact of the existing home's value and our quality of life, replacing the beautiful forest that housed diverse wildlife with rooftops, roadways, and ambient light is most certainly objectionable. As companies continue to cut down more and more forest in our area to make room for short-term monetary gains, they leave us with the long-term home devaluation, flood-related costs, and health consequences. Enough is enough. In the long run, it's far more expensive for Sussex County because the county will have to clean up the mess without the natural mature barriers that currently exist. Adding to the area population without the existing natural protection of forest is irresponsible and morally reprehensible. All of the impacts discussed tonight matter. Please send a negative recommendation to the Sussex County Council for the Coral Lakes development. And thank you for listening and contemplating serious consideration.
Okay, we thank you. I want to address what I think might be a general misconception this evening. A couple of times it's been said for this body to make a positive or negative recommendation to County Council. This body makes the decision. This does not go to County Council. These people sitting up here will be the ones that decide whether or not this happens, because this is a straight, what's called a straight subdivision. It's just a standard subdivision. And the way the code is written, there are very specific rules that govern the creation of subdivisions. And if applications conform to those rules, they are generally allowed to proceed. You might have heard the phrase by right, okay? I'm not 100% comfortable with that, but it is technically correct. There are, the folks do have a right to subdivide their property within the rules, okay? And I know where this comes from, because the recommendation versus the final decision being here, if there were a change of zone involved, or a conditional use involved, that is something that we make a recommendation, goes to County Council, there's another hearing. A lot of times, subdivisions use what's called the residential plan community part of the code, but every one of those would be something that we make a recommendation and County Council makes a final decision. A straight subdivision, as this is, that decision is made by this body. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody understood that, okay? So that's what's going on. Okay, who's next? Okay, come on up.
Hi, my name is Susan Petsy Rosenblum. I live at 29 Aintree Drive in Lewis. Our property backs up to the proposed new development. My husband and I moved here in 2015, but we've been visiting the area ever since my sister moved to Long Neck about 20 years ago. And that was way back when the only thing in Long Neck was a single Food Lion.
Wow.
I have many concerns. I'll try not to take too much of your time. I have many concerns about the development of this property, but I would like to just talk about the wildlife and give a voice to our fellow creatures that can't speak for themselves. The elimination of so much forested space will be a death sentence for the wide variety of wildlife that currently live on that property. My neighbors and I are lucky to have the pleasure of seeing a lot of that wildlife when they visit our neighborhood. I don't know if I can list everything, but I'll try very quickly. And the photos that I'm going to share are photos that either I've taken or my neighbor has taken. There are families of deer. Next slide, please. There are a multitude of birds year-round, as well as many species that migrate through the wooded area for food and protection. Next slide. These include bald eagles, sharp-shinned and red-shouldered hawks, barred owls, screech owls, and horned owls. We can hear them speaking to each other late in the evening and at night. Mallard ducks swimming in the wetlands. Next slide. There is a large family of wild turkeys who entertain us every spring with their new babies. Next slide. Snakes, especially black snakes. Next slide. There are salamanders and skinks, toads and frogs, including tree frogs with their loud singing at the start of spring. Next slide. There are bats, raccoons, possums, rabbits, squirrels, foxes, both red and gray fox. Next slide. The gray fox is important to note because in June 2010, the Delaware General Assembly amended Title 29 of the Delaware State Code to designate the gray fox as Delaware's state wildlife animal. Quote, in recognition of Delaware's wildlife heritage and commitment to the environmental protection and species preservation, end quote. The code goes on to describe the gray fox as a unique and primitive species believed to be between 7 and 10 million years old, which is indigenous to Delaware. Next slide. And we have turtles. They migrate across our yards every spring and fall. We have to watch out for them on the roads in the neighborhood and sometimes move them to the other side. In fact, the box turtle is classified by scientists as quote-unquote vulnerable species because so many die crossing the road, as well as due to habitat loss. Are these endangered species? Maybe not, but that doesn't mean that they don't add to the beauty, health, and life of the area. Replacing a large forested area like this upsets the balance of nature and ecosystem that we need to survive in the long term. And as a result of this, it also diminishes our quality of life. In the comments made by the applicant in the paperless packet, on pages 92, 94, and 95 specifically, it is noted that 30% or 33 acres of woods will be preserved. Those acres don't make up a contiguous block of woods, but rather, quote, corridors for wildlife to traverse the property, end quote. That to me sounds like the wildlife can walk around in the neighborhood, but those corridors don't give them adequate space to live. In other words, you critters can visit, but don't stick around. When looking at the area surrounding this piece of property, you can see that if the trees on the property are clear cut and most of the natural area is paved over and developed, there will be no place for this wonderful, diverse wildlife to go. There are no other significant woods in the immediate area for them to migrate to. I don't believe they will survive. They'll perish on the roads, or stop reproducing, or die of starvation or disease. Based on what I've read in the current Sussex Comprehensive Plan, I don't believe that this is what Sussex County wants to happen. In the plan, the vision statement for future land use and the vision statement for conservation both seek to balance economic development while preserving land, natural resources, and the rural character of the county. The Coral Lakes development does not fit in with that plan, and I ask that you please deny this application. I should end there, but I just wanted to briefly add one more thing. This is on a personal note. I'm worried, like a lot of people in the neighborhood, I'm worried about the likelihood that our property will be subject to flooding if this development is built. Our property is adjacent to the Saralun wetlands that routinely overflows when it rains. Next and final slide. Our house already has a sump pump as well as a dehumidifier and smart fans in our coral space. Last year, we spent several thousand dollars to have a French drain installed to divert some of that water from our small backyard towards the wooded area of our property near the wetlands. Before we installed the drain, we would have small ponds of water in our backyard that would take days to dry up after it rained. I don't know what else we could possibly do if there's increased flooding. Thank you very much for your time and your patience. I appreciate it.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you. Okay, who's next? You got to lift them up high. I can't see them. Lift them up high. Okay, here we go. So we've heard about wetlands. We've heard about the forests. We've heard about traffic. We've heard about wildlife. Okay?
And flooding.
So,
and good flooding. Evening.
And flooding. So,
Mr. Wheatley, may I distribute a copy of this to everybody at this point?
Sure. Start with this gentleman down here, and he'll make sure that we get them.
Okay.
distribute them?
Thank you.
We've got to talk and continue.
Yeah. May I ask you guys again to be quiet? We can hear you up here, and it's annoying. We're trying to concentrate on what this lady is saying. She has the floor. So go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Ann Conlon. I live at 103 Alderleaf Court in Chapel Green, but I also own a building lot on 48 Aintree Drive. So anything that goes on Aintree Drive is of interest to me. Now, I've just distributed to you kind of a time frame that's going to work with the report that I have. And I've headed it, is Mr. James McCulley's report outdated? And I heard Mr. McCulley's presentation earlier, and I also heard, Mr. Wheatley, your questions to him regarding the confusing changes.
Did you hear our attorney confirm the discussion that took place? Did you hear our attorney? Okay, well, I'm going to give you 3 minutes to do this, okay? Because we've been down this road before, and we understand what your concern is. So, begin.
Okay. Now, part of the Coral Lakes application includes the two reports by Mr. McCulley, who is a wonderful professional wetland scientist, and I have to say his reports are thorough. They start on pages 185 and 233 respectively, but I'm particularly concerned with his definition of jurisdictional wetlands and waters, which appears on 188 and 236. Now, in each of those reports, he states, and that's dated June 22nd on that, the agencies have defined WOTUS, Waters of the United States, by regulation since the 1970s, with the latest definition becoming effective on June 22, 2020, in the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, NWPR. McCulley completed his reports for Coral Lakes on November 16, 2020. Now, 8 months later, you'll see there, August 4, 2021, in the Federal Register, to do 137 pages, a notice appeared indicating that something McCulley had based his reports on, the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, was about to be revised. Whoops. 1 month later, on September 20th, 2021, an article appeared in the National Law Journal announcing that the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers would be embarking on yet another rulemaking process to redefine WOTUS, which in all likelihood would be broader in scope than the Navigable Waters Protection Rule. 2 months later, November 18th, 2021, the Environmental Protection Agency, in a document called Current Implementation of Waters of the United States, announced that they would be putting back in place a pre-2015 definition of WOTUS. They have invited stakeholders to submit comments up until February 7th of this year. Therefore, the bedrock of Mr. McCulley's wetlands opinions may be based on outdated NWPR regulations. And since the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers are in the process of changing the NWPR, wouldn't it be better to wait for these changes to become effective, especially as they may apply to jurisdictional waters and wetlands? And with this in mind, I just encourage you to consider delaying making a decision on this application tonight. And I thank you for your time. And I can tell you there are two water tables under my lot in Chapel Green, one at 3 feet and one at 7 feet. So yes, well, we do have high water tables.
If you'd have stopped at thank you, it would have been,
I'm done.
It would have been 2 minutes and 57 seconds. But you just had to get that last 10 seconds in.
I'm a woman. It's what we do.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you did it very well. Thank you. We appreciate your comments.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I this thing with the wetland stuff going back and forth, what I'm hearing is, and I think this is what you want us to hear, that because there are pending rule changes, okay, because there's pending rule changes, the important thing about that is those rule changes are pending, and we have to make decisions based on the rules that exist at this moment in time, okay? I get what you're saying, and I'm not saying that it won't be a factor in our decision. I'm just saying that telling us what might happen in the future, you know, is just not something that you know we can necessarily base a decision on, to at least not solely. Okay, I'm not saying that it doesn't have some consideration, but and I don't like being in the position where I sound like I'm defending an applicant. I have to tell you, though, that it does appear to me, and this is why I asked our counsel to confirm this for us, that at this point the applicant has acted within the rules that are in place, and then this is the criteria that we have to make a decision on, okay? But we do hear your comments. We understand that things are changing, and whether we think they're for the better or worse, regardless, they may very well change, and we get that, and we're mindful of that. Okay, who's next? Anyone? Going once? Twice, yes, sir. Come on. Now, I want to hear something different. If you start talking about wetlands, traffic, forests,
animals,
traffic, or traffic.
Mr. Commissioner, you're taking the words out of my mouth. I am a 15-year resident of Sussex
Great.
County.
Thank you.
Came here from Washington, D.C. I understand what bad traffic is like, and I want to say that personally, I believe Sussex County is way overdeveloped.
Okay.
When you compare how much structures we have, businesses, homes, versus the infrastructure to support it, and I, in this general area, there are almost 1,000 homes going in already. This will add a third to that amount. I recommend this approval.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Anyone else? Okay.
Did we get the gentleman's name?
Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't get your name. We didn't get your name, sir. We need you to come up and put your name on the record for us. Go ahead. Just step up and tell us your name.
Do we have it on the record?
Paul McVinney, McVinney.
Great. Thank you. We need to have it in your voice. Okay. Okay, sir. Now, you're going to tell us something different, right?
I'm just going to be very quick, and I'm not going to get technical because I'll never survive your voir dire. My name is Frank Schmidt. I'm a resident of Aintree Drive, and I abut the new development. Mm-hmm. I just need a clarification. I listened very carefully. Obviously, I have a dog in the hunt, but I watched the applicant's
team
walk.
That's why we had these meetings.
And they got dogs in the hunt, too, so I felt okay coming up and asking this question. I listened carefully to every word tonight. I was confused by counsel for the applicant diminishing the level 4 issue because, well, we've built plenty of level 4 developments. I don't understand that, and I wonder if we could ask for a little more detail.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about. I'll give the applicant the opportunity to respond, since that's what the testifier asked for. Go ahead.
To answer the specific question, I only provided background specific to development and investment level 3 and 4, no intention of diminishing that the state strategies and spending map discourages or doesn't plan to fund state expenditures to development in these areas. It's just that according to the comprehensive plan, development, especially in the coastal area, which is a designated growth area, has occurred, can occur, and is occurring in investment level 4 areas. And that is a summary of the testimony I previously provided. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay, who's next? Okay, one once, twice. Okay, we're done in the room, okay? So we're going to go to the electronic format and see if there's anyone listening who would like to comment. So operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak either in favor of or in opposition to subdivision 2021-06 Coral Lakes? Sorry, Ashley, you want to try that again?
Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm an employee with Essex County, just testing the line.
Great, thank you. Okay, operator, is there anyone else now that we know that we verified the line? Is there
anyone else on the line in favor of or opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, operator, is there anyone else standing by that would like to speak?
For anyone else that has joined the line, if you would like to make a comment in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Okay, we have a caller.
You need to turn your device volume down because we're getting the feedback, we're getting the delay from your device. If you could turn it down, just turn the volume down.
Move on to the next one, and then we'll circle back. So,
Ms. Timmer, we believe that that person is still on the line. If it works for the commission, we will connect another caller and then try again with that
great
caller.
Sounds good. Let's connect another caller.
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Okay, there is a Janet. Janet, your line is open.
Hi, good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the Suffolk County Planning and Zoning Commission. I believe that there needs to be a traffic study on Robinson Road for these extra 300 some homes. I know that there's a TID in place. However, the road cannot handle all of the development, and we need a study done before anything else is moved around there. Also, one of the presenters made a mention of a Nanticoke land. The developers and builders and owners have not identified what that is, and I think that the council, the planning and zoning should defer until we find out if that is a historical site.
Okay.
And I hope that you please take into consideration the traffic and the wetlands and everything that has previously been said by the other residents. Thank you.
Okay, before you go, I need you to give your name, please. Your full name?
Lydigal, LD, capital DIGAGEL. I own property close to the proposed Coral Lake.
Okay, that sounds, that's fine. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Don't we have a traffic impact study in the record?
We do, Mr. Chairman.
So yeah. So the traffic impact study is, in fact, in the record, ladies and gentlemen, for anyone who's wondering. Operator, is there anyone else standing by?
For anyone else that has recently joined, if you are in favor or in opposition and would like to make a comment, please dial 5-star. Okay, there is a Gary on the line. Gary, your line is open.
I think that development.
Excuse me, Gary, we need Gary. Gary, we need you to give your full name, please.
My full name is Gary Rosenwell.
Thank you.
I live at 29 Anchor Drive in.
Okay.
In Chapel Green.
Okay.
I believe that in my estimation, this is a bad idea for development, and I just want to make my voice heard.
Great. So noted.
At this time, there is no one else that has indicated that they would like to speak.
Okay. Ms. Pete, would you, is there anyone in your group that can shed any light on what the Nanticoke tribe designation might have been, or what that was? I mean, it is kind of curious, and or if it was.
We're not aware of, it didn't come up in the plus comments, but we will certainly, you know, look into it, and if there is anything of historical significance, we would bring that to your attention, but it's our understanding there is not on the site.
Okay. All right. I don't know what that designation might have been on a drawing or something, but yeah. Okay. Do you have?
It actually shows up on the tax maps, but it's in a general location in that area.
Oh, it's on the county tax maps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. That could be anything. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's a question worth asking. So, in fact, Mr. Whitehouse, if you would, we'll take a look at the county maps and that's in that designation when you get a chance and see if there's not to do it now, but just sometime between now and next time. And okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, commission, anyone else on the commission have any questions or comments?
No, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, for those of you who are still with us, thank you for coming. We're going to close the public hearing, and when we do, you are going to want to get up and leave, and it's a very natural thing for you to want to start talking. But I'm going to ask you to get to stay if you want to stay to see if we make a decision. But if you decide to leave, please exit this room quickly and quietly. We actually have two more public hearings that we need to do this evening. So with that, we're going to close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision. Or you may wish to call the office in the morning, and at the direction of the security officer, he'll show you out.